issues in early childcare regulation and legislations are under the microscope right now, following the case of alleged sexual misconduct in Victoria. Consequently, the Australian Parliament has issued a new bill that gives the Department of Education the power to cut funding to childcare centres that aren't up to standards. But there are worries about required regulations and the accessibility of credentials like working with children's checks. Delaney Carter asked Monash University's Professor Rosemary Sheehan what changes in early childhood education should be happening.
What I'd like to see is much more attention to quality and safety and to regulation around staff training and numbers of staff employed by centres, and returning the focus to being about care and education rather than simply, if you like, containment of children. What we've seen is that essential social services like childcare have been turned into a business and to becoming a sector of the economy. And that's taken away from the idea that childcare is actually a social necessity and a support. And the flow-on impact of that has led to the range of problems that have emerged and, of course, have emanated in terms of the crisis and the questioning of how effective working with children checks are and what more can be done to perhaps tighten up that system or what additional measures need to be put in place. So it's been excellent to have a discussion that's been opened up about these various important issues, but a lot more discussion needs to be made.
One of those discussions is the bill that was recently passed to cut funding to childcare centres that aren't up to par.
I think in principle it's a very welcome response to the failure of the current supervision of the childcare industry. And I think the government is to be congratulated for moving on doing it. But the challenge is actually in its implementation with the multi-layer of governance that we have across the childcare sector. We've got the federal government that's certainly in control of the taxpayer subsidies, but the states are actually in control of the operation regulation. And this is not coordinated across the Australian states and territories. And some of the other challenges, I think, that emerge from the introduction of this piece of legislation that are really yet to be thought through. For example, what are the thresholds that are going to be put in place to say what constitutes a breach and what ought to be considered in terms of funding and closure? I think that creates a level of ambiguity and uncertainty around what exactly is going to be looked for.
Well, that separation between state and territory, it has been addressed almost 10 years ago by the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse, saying that working with children's systems should be nationalised. So why hasn't this happened?
We have, as you'd know, we've got effectively 8 different governments, 6 state and 2 territory governments, each with its own legislation about child protection, child welfare, child wellbeing. We've got each jurisdiction having its own autonomy over child welfare. And until we find some way where we have a coordinated federal response to those important matters of welfare, then we're going to continue to have what is effectively a piecemeal approach to child wellbeing and protection.
And what kind of regulations do you think would be strict enough to prevent these issues?
I think it goes back to being a multi-layered response. Let's look at what made effective childcare before we turned essential social services into businesses. It was about the way we set up proper programs for children, the training of staff, the numbers of staff, and the nature of, I suppose, care provision, as in the simple numbers of cots in a room, the way children were allowed to play and the safety around that. And I think without tackling those key issues around how to deliver an effective service, I think we're going to struggle to offer really effective services across the childcare sector.
Professor Rosemary Sheehan from Monash University, speaking with Delaney Carter.